Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw Podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're all charismatics. You're all charismatics. Sneaking in the back door with daddy magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're all charismatics.
You're listening to the Screw Podcast with Felicia Rose and A-Love.
Hi, Charlie. Felicia
Rose. Hello. Charlie's here, too. I'm Charlie, and I'm here today.
It's so funny.
Just on the sidelines. Don't mind me. I'll be over here.
Like, literally on Felicia's face. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. How are
Hey,
you?
I'm great. I'm so fucking good. I've never been funner.
It must be because of your impending period. You're like getting like looking forward to it.
I like broke my toe last. Okay, remember the toe I broke right before we went to Mexico?
I do.
And I had to wear a fucking sandal hopping around the streets of Mexico.
I do. Mexico.
Sorry. I've been hanging out with Charlie for too long.
Apparently.
I walked into the couch leg last night. And the same exact toe that just stopped. I mean, it still hurts once in a while. Like, I definitely am going to have arthritis in said toe, but it just stopped hurting like regularly, maybe 2 or 3 months ago. I like upped my activity. We're doing good. Getting those exercises in. Bam, splooshed. I lost the nail. Charlie, you don't have to tell this story for me. It was a whole thing. I cried like a little baby. Because the cry was more about frustration than the pain. The pain was there, but like when I'm in severe pain, I'm typically like, you know, like I like lose my breath and like, you know, I don't really necessarily cry, but I was so frustrated because I knew what that feeling meant. And it meant that I might potentially not be able to walk again tomorrow. So it's not as bad as it felt, but it's still there and I'm bummed. So I'm going to have to buddy wrap it again. And, you know, that's me. Silly old me.
I'm really sorry to hear that. I too, have recently, I don't know if it's the same toe because my memory doesn't work like that anymore. But it was a similarly, like, the small baby toe. And, like, it's almost like I forget that it's attached to my foot. Like, I don't know why I keep re-injuring it. But, I have these like metal thresholds in my like pseudo dorm room apartment, whatever. And like we have two of those single dorm room beds pushed together. And
oh, I hurt my toe on that motherfucker too when I was visiting. Yeah.
Because like it's weird because you don't expect that third leg to be there in the middle.
And
surprise, it's there. And, you know, and I trip over it constantly. You know, I have size 13 feet, you know, like, but you would think
also the foot design is very stupid because like that little toe, I don't know a single person, especially like ADHDers who like, we don't really pay attention to our phalanges and where they're phalangeing. I don't know a single person that doesn't fucking stick that toe into things. Like, why were we designed like that? It just seems like we're set up for failure. Go on, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, it's a rigged system.
It's a rigged system.
So I have something I want to talk about. It's kind of trashy, but
wait, I wanted to tell you how to fix that, by the way. Go get pool noodles.
Noodles? What?
Pool noodles. Go to like Target or Walmart, get the cheap pool noodles, cut it to size and wrap it around the little leg of the fucking bed, and it creates like a little,
that's so smart, a little
shield
for
you could so
okay. Nice.
Yeah, if you, and you know, paint it if you need to, if it's not like the right color.
That's really, that's That's really smart.
You're still going to nub it, yeah. But it's not going to be the same feeling. It's not metal on bone. It's going to be soft.
Do you think I could, like, carry those noodles around to really protect myself from everything that I run into in the course
put
of
the noodle on
I
your
actually
toe.
Think the noodle needs to go wrapped around my body. That would, like, yes. universally protect me from all the things
yeah
that
you
into.
Do yeah but you're a phalange slapper you're the same
you know
as me
is,
you
like,
don't pay attention I've, to where your limbs are
world, I'm just gonna say this, the world is not meant for tall people. Everything does not feel like it's the right
That's true
right
too. It doesn't help that you are.
Body. And I'm not like.
Yeah,
like,
your arms are as long as my body, you know.
I feel really bad. I read somewhere, who was it? Was it Shaq or somebody? Somebody sent some kid who had like size 23 shoes, like 30 pairs of them because he couldn't find any in the place that he lived.
Jeez.
I'm like, that's some.
That's crazy.
Some big fucking feet, man. Like, I would break all of my toes all the time if my feet were that large.
I know. I didn't even know that was a foot size.
Yeah,
that's wild.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, yeah. Welcome to the screw. We hurt ourselves
and
shit. Just like you. I feel like that Us Weekly. Like, stars are just like you. They're fucking, like, accident-prone fuckers like you.
I don't think anybody wants us to be like them. They weren't worried about that.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck them. Okay, so I have some. I know I'm just nasty lately. I'm just like, fuck this, fuck that, whatever. Yeah, that's the world we live in right now.
Rotten potato.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Because the potatoes are rotten.
The potatoes are rotten. So there's this trashy thing, right? Like, you know, I love to bring. I really like love giving QWERTY like bad press, like, but they write these, I don't want to say they're everything that's wrong with like queer male, like everything, but they are. They really like just capture like the bottom rung of like privileged queer nonsense, right? So there's this article where, like, they're talking about how this dude, like, protects himself-ish. More like, makes sure he doesn't fuck people that, like, he thinks are too ugly. That's my opinion. So what he does when he's going to have a hookup, because he's, like, he has this huge justification, I believe, about, like, you know, he's been, like, what do they call it? Catfished? Is that the word?
Catfished?
Yeah. Where, like, yeah. You know, somebody doesn't look like what they're supposed to or what they said they do or whatever. So he actually has this process for sending people to, like, the apartment or house across the hall so he can look at them through his window or peephole to make sure that, like, he would want to do them. And so, like, if he does...
So we're talking random hookups,
yeah,
like, on...
So he sends them to a fucking complete stranger's house... with the address.
Jesus Christ.
To make sure that they're fuckable. And that if he likes them, he, like, apparently, like opens the door or whatever. Says, oh, hey, sorry, I gave you the wrong address. Over here. You're a douchebag, dude. A douchebag.
Does he, like, know the apartment he's sending them to?
No. I mean, it's his neighbor. So, yeah, I mean, he must, right? Like,
God. Because the first thing that makes me think in my head is just, like, you're putting people in a very unsafe position because if it's the same neighbor every time, they could get annoyed. If they're homophobic, there could be an issue there. Like, there's all sorts of levels of, like, problem to that.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's yikes.
So, So this is, fuck you. His name is Big Dipper. He's the host of the podcast called Sloppy Seconds. And he calls it vetting his Grindr hookups. This guy sounds like a fucking douche, so I don't mind calling him out. What I actually do is I give them the apartment number across the street, Dipper said, prompting raised eyebrows and dropped jaws from co-hosts. I don't care who they... Oh, this is Ben De La Creme's fucking podcast. Ben, get better, friends. When this gentleman callers arrive and wander around confused, Dipper looks out from his window to decide if they're attractive enough to go through with a hookup. If they are, he'll message them with a real address. If they're not, he just stops replying, which leads to them potentially banging on his innocent neighbor's doors. fuck innocent neighbors. Like, what kind of asshole sends somebody to a fucking stranger's house who, like you just said, could potentially fucking hurt them? Like,
yeah, there's like 85 different, like,
right
issues with
I don't
this.
Know if you've this ever actually terrible. Like I've done like cold call knocking for like political mm-hmm. organizing before. And some people answer the door ready to baseball bat you, even when, like, you're there with, like, a fucking clipboard in your hand. So, like, I can't imagine. It's like, are you John? And, like, being like, what? Like, we were talking on Grindr? I mean, like, how would this interaction go? Fuck you, Big Dipper. You fucking suck. I hope you don't get to big or dip into fucking anything. Anyway, I'm going to fucking tag you on this podcast, too, fucker.
No way. Delete the part where you say who it is and where to find him. Fuck that. Don't give him any fucking
That's
anything.
That's true. No free advertising, bitch.
Fuck that. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, what? Who the fuck does that kind of shit? I'm sorry, but, like, you're putting people and, you know, you're a member of the queer community. You should know better than to put people in fucking danger. Like, come on, dude. That's not cool.
And I know we live.
I'm sorry, but like, you can absolutely be afraid of being catfished, right? But here's my thing.
I mean, and he didn't actually even say
if
that. He said he's vetting.
But if
them.
You're. But that, first of all, it's not vetting. You're just looking at them. But like, if you are that worried about this scenario, then you shouldn't even be asking them to come to your house to begin with. You should be meeting them in a public space and then deciding from there if you guys want to go hook up. Meet me at the coffee shop. If I like the vibe, we can go back to my place. Mm. That's all you have to fucking do. Because first of all, it's showing respect as a human. Yeah. Second of all, it protects both of you. Sure. Okay. And then third of all, you know the intentions ahead of time. It's very much so like, hey, I'm a vibe person. I'm a chemistry person. If I'm not feeling it, I am not going to proceed. And that is my right. And because I'm in public, nobody's in danger. Like, Truth. What? Yeah. That's the only way to handle a situation where you're truly like nervous that the person showing up isn't who you think it is. And if you're that looks based and it's just a hookup, that I'm not judging that at all, right. But like, do it so that nobody is in danger in this situation. That's really fucked yeah. up. I'm sorry.
No,
I don't like that.
No, it's horrible.
Because also it could be putting the neighbor in danger. What if the person you're calling over has like a fucking anger issue, yeah. right? And they think that you're blowing them off and you are behind the door that they're banging on. Yeah. What if they break into that person's house? Yeah. Like, that's not, but everybody's in danger in the situation except for you because you're selfish. Sorry.
I mean, if somebody like then texts me like, oh, wait, here's a, like, I don't even know how this works mechanics wise, but regardless, like we live in a.
I imagine he says like, I typed the wrong, oops, sorry, we typed the wrong
even
number.
Where, like
right?
lie on top of lie. Like, it's a great way to start like your bang session with just like utter deceit. Yay. I can't imagine.
I would not want to know if you were making sure I looked
oh,
good enough.
Oh, no, for
to come
sure.
In like,
for sure. But, like, I can't imagine what this person is actually like the fuck if this is the game you play to, like, set up the fuck. Mm. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
it's giving very much,
what's that term, like,
you know, American psycho vibes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's kind of sad we live in, first of all, that this ghosted thing is even a term that exists, but like,
well, that too, you don't even have like you can't even say like, my tummy hurts. You're just gonna ignore them until they get mad at the door that they're knocking on, like,
right.
That's again, there's ways to still be selfish in this scenario without putting people in danger, and none of the above.
Yeah.
None of what they're doing is okay.
I mean, there's like so much utter like laziness going on in this too. Like, if you want to vet people, go out for a fucking coffee first. But I get it, that's not like the nature of the hookup, but like, seriously, how horny can you be if you want to run through this whole rigorous fucking process? Like, you might as well.
For me, if you're like, if you are on the level of like just trying to hook up real quick anyways, like, for me, like, when I don't know. I don't know how to say this without sounding like I'm being offensive and to one group or another. But basically, you know, do looks matter that much if you're just horny
exactly.
enough to just invite people to your house?
And
anyways?
And this is
like,
probably the class of queer that like I'll be offensive for you. This is probably the class of queer who, like, in high school told all this great guys, just close your eyes, it feels the same. You know, so
like, yeah, like I don't know, when you're just like looking to nut that hard to the point where like you aren't willing to just go to the coffee shop 5 feet away to walk them back, like, yeah, that to me says like, why do you care?
We are like so devolving with human communication, it's like depressing, you know, like the fact that you can't find the words. You have balls enough to have a podcast and talk about this shit, but you don't have fucking balls enough to say, hey, like, I've been burned before on hookups. Do you mind if we, like, just meet real quick and then, like, you know.
Or can you FaceTime me?
Whatever, exactly. Exactly.
Something like FaceTime me without a filter. Exactly. Or do, I don't know.
No, it's all available. And Grindr has, like, a video record option now, too. Like, you can see that they're recording the video and then it sends to you. Unless you, like, are so suspicious. And if you're that fucking suspicious, don't fucking use hookup apps. Like, what the fuck?
Well, again, if you're that suspicious, meet them in public first. Exactly. Like, it's the only thing that keeps everybody from getting into a potentially dangerous situation. You know, like, this is for anybody. Yeah. This is not just queer people doing this.
Oh, for sure. Good point.
If a girl was doing this in a heterosexual scenario, and a guy's outside banging on some other dude's door, looking for some chick, like, that could also go wrong too. Like, hello, there's all these different scenarios where this is not safe. Exactly. So don't do that. Please don't do that. And don't put other people in unsafe situations. It's one thing if you put yourself in an unsafe situation and you want to, if you're choosing to, I'm not judging you on that. That's your shit. But you don't do that to other people, especially unknowingly. Like, if they don't know that you're doing it, I don't know. It's just
awesome solidarity, dude.
Yeah, it's weird shit. Weird shit.
It is what it is, right?
Unless you have, like, me, you know, unless you're Aaron and I'm living across the street and I'm right, like, oh, for hey, you, you know?
Can I
sell? I give the thumbs up, like, up in the window to you. Like, yeah, he's hot. You're good.
For you, it would be like,
he smells right, good. Exactly. You're good. I was gonna be
like, hey, Felicia, go ahead. Smell we'll check. Do a smell. I'll dip my hands under his ball sack to make sure
I know. And for you, I know that you would rather them smell like real people and not acts. So that's the people I would send away, is the people that smell like acts.
If you can smell that fucking cologne before you open the door, like, just message me now. It's off. No offense to those that think, but like, I because I do live in like a graduate housing dormitory, when we walk down like the stairwell in the morning, it's like one big mist of people who have just sprayed themselves with like eye watering. I mean, I feel like Axe is like 90% alcohol. You could probably drink that shit and get drunk. Yeah. But like, don't do that.
It's so heavy. It's so
and,
bad.
And the problem
and like,
is,
I have cancer, so like any sense like I had to like put rules in the house because like you can't be spraying that shit around animals like that. You know, their respiratory system will go real quick. You
and
know,
the problem with shit like that is like, if it's that strong to start, it probably wears off really fucking quick. So, like,
yeah,
you know, and that's horrible. Like, they want you, like, talk about a marketing scheme. Like, spray your whole body with it. The bottle is done in, like, a week, right? Like, it wears off probably in an hour and a half. No.
I like spray deodorant, but not Axe, you know? Like, I use, like, Degree. It smells delicious. I love it. It just sits
there
on the
are
nice,
neutralizing
you know?
Scent energies, and then there are like things that are masking scent energies.
Yeah,
and like the masking stuff, like, it never works, boys and girls.
I just did a series of like how to not smell at WrestleMania because wrestling events are very. Listen, it's a common like joke, like wrestling events stink, but they do. They smell really really bad.
Isn't it
like
mostly teenage boys that like.
Oh, it's adult. It's adults of all types.
Mostly
but
teenage boys that turned into adults. Okay, yeah.
A big issue is a lot of this stuff is like, you know, people are out of like they leave their hotel in the morning, and then
they're out all day.
By the time the main event happens, they've been out all day. They've done 100 different things. They've eaten five times. They've walked around. They've sweated in the sun. They've stood in line. There's so much.
I've heard this comment about Comic-Con before, actually.
It's similar. Well, and Comic-Con, I'll say this. People are wearing fucking costumes. Right. I'm sorry, but people are like, oh, horror convention smell. Yeah. People are sweating in like, what is it? Polyurethane or whatever the fuck they're wearing. Like, of course those things smell. I'm sorry, but like, there's almost like, duh. Yeah. But for me, a wrestling events, there's not a lot of, you know, it's not like anybody's wearing costumes, right? It's more so that everybody's just out all day long and nobody's reapplying those things that they need to. You need some baby wipes.
I feel like they're all in like heavy black t-shirts too.
Yeah, let's just sorry, but I smell. Listen, if I leave my house at 9 a.m. and I'm doing like a punk or hardcore fest all day long, by fucking 9 p.m., I fucking stink unless I've reapplied and wiped down and done a couple. But you can't mask your smells with cologne. That doesn't work. You gotta literally go in and take off the scent and then reapply the stuff that helps you with that.
Like,
you know?
On big events like that, I try to find my way to like a smoking section and like smoke some marijuana periodically. It tends to mask up like the other scents I have going on.
Okay, that's fair, but also
but you know what, like I don't get that smelly that fast, and I will tell you one of the reasons why
is I do.
I've spent years actually not wearing deodorant, and you will be surprised at how your scent kind of does level out, like the more like you treat your body kind of naturally. And I mean, cleaning is a good thing, you know, like I'm
but there's also, you know,
everybody's different.
There's also like some people I've had to use it in the past. There's like I can't remember the name of it, but there's like a specific soap that like really helps to like dry you out, because it's hard to dry a body when you have like, I have my apron belly, right? Like under my apron belly, it's hard to dry there. So like if you use like a more of a drying agent, it's helpful for not, because like if you put your clothes on and you have like creases that are still wet, that turns to smell.
I feel like
over
you should get that,
day,
that
you know?
Woman that does those Mondo commercials, like that doctor.
Yeah, Lume. I was talking about those. Yeah.
Oh, really? I mean, like
the man one is Mando
something
like that.
Have you tried any of it?
I've tried Lume. It's good. They also have like Old Spiceful body deodorant now. You can use it like from head to toe, literal.
Because like,
yeah, they have all that.
I will
shit.
Tell you, like, it really depends a lot on what you're sweating out to. Cause like when I smoked cigarettes, any kind of sweat smelled like kind of rotting.
Well,
flesh.
Right. Like maybe skip onions that day if you know you're going to be sweating. Like if you're going to go get that hot dog, skip the onions. If you know you're going to be having a sweaty day, that shit comes out of your skin. It does. Like it's not fake. I went to school smelling like fucking garlic every goddamn day because my Italian ass only ate garlic, you know? I'd fucking go running at school and people would be like, did somebody order a submarine sandwich? I'm like, no, it's your Italian friend right here fucking smelling like garlic, you know? That's just a thing. I'm sorry, you eat enough of something.
That's
anyways,
beautiful.
My point being, there are ways to get around. And at the end of the day, we all smell a little bit. It's not like no judgment, right? Absolutely. But like if you start off, set yourself up for success, you know,
that.
You might avoid a little bit of it.
You're one stop.
I don't know. People just always, it's always a joke to everybody. And I'm like, yeah, it's a joke. But like
you can do
the
that.
People that smell feel uncomfortable, right? They know. And if they don't know, then they'll eventually know because people are giving them a look. And then the people that are smelling it are not enjoying themselves too. It's like, let's just help out, you know?
It's about kind of like sharing your space with people, right? Like, look, I'm pretty hardcore. Like, but if I am going to be in a convention, I have what I call like the kind of like professional like moment deodorant when I know I'm going to be in like either close quarters. For instance, if I was stuck in this podcast booth with like somebody, I would have put on some DOD today, you know, like I would, like,
yeah, sure,
you know, be concerned that, like, while I'm comfortable, that you know, this might not be something somebody's, like, I really, like, you know, don't want to distract people with my scent while I'm trying to talk to them on a podcast. But, like, sure, you know, it's really about,
yeah,
hey, do your own thing. But, like, when you're in close spaces with fucking people, like, especially thousands of them, like, come on, help people out. And again, it's not, yeah, a shame thing. Like, look, and I also know things,
no,
like,
not at all,
cost money. I will say there's a lot of concoctions you can make naturally at home that, like, actually lost the, you know, you can buy a cheap bottle of vodka.
Listen, I would absolutely go the route of not doing any kind of, like, money, you know, as far as, like, sure, we get it, things are expensive.
That's
These are
true.
People
Good
who
point.
Have spent a lot of money.
Yeah. If you
they can afford a stick of deodorant or spray or
enough.
Lume. No, yeah. So I'm this is not shaming people that, you know, don't have resources. These are people that have absolute resources because they wouldn't be able to afford to be at these things if it wasn't for that. And, you know, they might not have a ton of resources. This might be what they save up for all year. But again, if you can't budget in $15 worth of hygiene products, then why are you spending $125 to take a picture with a superstar? Right?
So,
like,
Charlie,
these are things
Charlie,
you got to take into account.
Do you use?
That's all. I use a mixture of baking soda and I slap it on underneath when I'm going to do a real heavy job. And it usually works just fine. But, you know, I'm out in the field all day, so I'm not to be expected to smell very nice.
Baking,
you know,
soda and pig sweat. I hear you.
Well, you said it. You know, you got to do what you got to do. I don't know about all these illuminations doohickey bottle stuff, but I shower with my bar of soap and I head out to the field and I wash my clothes once a week. And, you know, if you don't like it, get out of my farm.
Fair enough.
That's all I have to say
you.
About that.
So I
these chickens Bruce, ain't gonna, you know, coop themselves, you know.
Beautiful. Thank you. Before.
Yeah, no problem,
thank
A
you,
love.
You.
I'll be
yeah,
over here if
you
need me.
Again. On some of these next topics, but no, I really just wanted to hit one kind of. Whoa, is that true? Is that right? I'm so confused.
104.
No. Oh yeah. It's 11:04 here, but you know, I love it. We can, like, operate in two time zones simultaneously. Modern technology. I don't know what I'm saying, okay? I didn't have my morning joint. What can I say? Like, So I wanted to broach. I think broach, well, not like the kind you wear, but the kind you bring up. Broach the topic of, like, the whole, like, TikTok shenanigans. Because, like, I don't do TikTok, but, like, I do actually think this is my serious political A-love moment of the podcast. But I think it's important because when you're looking at something and you notice, like, both sides of, like, the dominant power structure are, like, against something, you probably want to critique why power wants to take something away from you. I think it's a good thing. Just scratch your head and say, why don't they want me to use my TikTok? Because TikTok is the most utilized social media and news resource for individuals under 30. And y'all are sharing a lot about what's going on in the world, and it's pissing them off, and it's hard to, like, keep their propaganda narratives of Israel good, Palestine bad, and shit like that, if you are actually sharing that information with each other via a platform that they can just dress up and say, the Chinese are spying on us. So I'm going to say, regardless, what are the Chinese spying on exactly? Like, you truth-telling? Like, come on. Like, you have the Republican, and mind you, like, if you look at the details of this, it sure sounds like like, somebody wants to do a hostile company takeover of TikTok more than they want to censor it. So you have one side saying this and the other side saying, oh, this is a spy mechanism. That's not it, folks. They are literally trying to shut you the fuck up. And if you see a platform where you all get to interact and create solidarity or consciousness, they are going to continue to try to take it away from you. So just...
Hello, Ayla. Can I chime in here? First of all, free Palestine. Say it all day, every day. I tell all my fellow farmers, free Palestine. Gotcha. We're all on the same page, okay?
Fuck genocide.
Fuck genocide. Free Palestine. All right, that's point one. Point two, I agree with you. I only go on the ticker talker. I like to watch this girl that has a cow, and she's cute, and there's a cow, and they dance. I like it. Anyways, but I do agree with you. I think they're trying to control y'all's minds. I'm old now. I won't be influenced the way that y'all influence each other, right? Okay, but I will say this. Y'all you do it. You fight for your rights to share your stories and share the truth out there, and they can't get us if we stand together and what we keep spreading the good word of everything of the stuff going on out there. Okay, you gotta spread it around. And you got to make sure you stand strong. Okay?
No, Charlie.
I forgot what I was saying there for a minute. Don't worry about me.
Right,
okay?
I hear you.
Free Palestine. That's from Uncle Charlie. I'll be over here if you need me, A-Love. Okay. Thank you, Charlie, again. Thank you for chiming in there.
Really that information is really powerful. And, you need to, completely,
Yeah.
You need to fight for information. When we talk about all the things that, make a difference in the world. Information is one of the strong things. It is part of how we are really being led down the path of stupid, right? The more they can prevent us from knowing things and knowing truths and having information, the easier it is for them to implant in your brain, a la Trumpster style, this is your enemy. Your enemy's at the border, your enemy's over there. And your enemies are the ones running things globally in this country. The ones who have the money are your enemies. Why? Because they just want more money. They don't care about you. And that's just the fucking reality. So think about what people are to be gained by cutting off your ability to share information, to be on a platform like TikTok, that is wildly popular with young people who are seeing some shit in the world and feeling a way about it. Look at that. You notice Biden's numbers are having a problem. So let's shut everybody up. it's a la that whole kind of thing of Hillary Clinton's rhetoric in the election towards Obama was hugely racist rhetoric. Everybody forgets this very quickly, and then she went and took a page from her own book to try to smear with Bernie bro crap. Found out there was a million bots some super PAC had hired for Clinton to spread this fucking nonsense, right? And I'm not saying there's not anecdotally one or two fucking sexist Bernie supporters out there. Of course there are. But is there a mass movement of sexism going on in Bernie movements? Of course not. They wouldn't support the things that they support if that was the fucking case. So let's use our logic when disseminating information from the media these days. Try to choose news sources like the Associated Press, things that do not have a editorial narrative to it, trying to get you to feel a certain way about something. Just get the information and then use your fucking mind. It may be dusty. Dust it off, because we have spent years being trained by horrible fucking pundits on television, Bill Maher included. What a fucking Islamophobic, transphobic, fucking piece of libertarian fucking garbage. Stop watching him.
I love your daily or weekly Bill Maher
smear.
Schmear. Call it a Bill Maher schmear.
Person that like tries to walk around with very progressive attitudes, but it's really like masquerading. If you're one of these young people calling yourself a libertarian, don't. Libertarians don't give a fuck about anyone. So don't go around saying you're a libertarian if you have no fucking idea what that means. If you want to know what it means, look at fucking Bill Maher. He thinks fucking young people are stupid. He can't possibly imagine that anything that's wrong with the world was done on purpose by people in power. He really just thinks that we are all... And how convenient. When you have money, you can say shit like that because you actually do have some power and mobility over your life. But Jesus, can you... You know, there's a lot of things that, like, liberal and progressive-minded people would agree with him. You know, he's, like, an atheist to, like, an extreme point, unfortunately. Like, he kind of has really destroyed, like, a lot of, like, I don't want to say the atheist movement, but, like, any kind of credibility. He's turned atheism into, like, hate-mongering for religion. Like, I really hate religion, organized religion myself, but I don't hate the individuals that participate in it because they know what it's about. And you motherfuckers should be rich and smart enough to know what the fuck it's about too. So that is my spiel. But with that, I also want to point out, I'm going to attach real quick the latest controversy with our dear RuPaul Charles because queen. So I don't know if you heard the controversy. She recently had her memoir or whatever the fuck it is published by this new book publisher who also operates something I think called the Rainbow Bus, where they're very interested in, like, you know, free kind of speech authorship. So they, like, came up with this, and their whole thing is about giving writers, you know, more money. You know, like, ManyVids takes, what, 1,000,000%, and, like, you know, a lot of these publishers give you, like take 1,000,000%, right? It's all the same thing with these kind of services that agree to publish your content but take a huge fucking chunk off the top, right? So their whole thing was, we're going to give the writers as much as possible, but we're going to do this in a very open platform, subscription service kind of way, right? So you subscribe, and, like, it's all this, like, you know, fucking bullshit pyramid-y subscription service crap that goes on. Nobody owns anything anymore. Let's just be really clear. The days of buying things rather than renting them are, like, so fucking disappearing. So, and so this store, like, kind of open platform, let anything go and started publishing all sorts of really horrible, hate speechy kind of fucking right-wing crap on top of things like RuPaul. And RuPaul is, I believe, an investor in this project or something to that effect. And so he got, like, just very apologist, like, kind of, or not apologizing because he blames it on the edit. Remember, this bitch never apologized for anything. RuPaul does not apologize. That should be, like, you know, he had a interview with Ronan Farrell. Oh my God, I cannot say that. Farrell. And, like, it is this very pious, like, they question him about fracking, you know, the fact that him and his husband own some fracking land. And he just, just basically fuck you. And, like, some people are like, oh, it's so fierce, I love it. I mean, okay, fine, but, like, you're kind of, like, showing your colors there. Anything for money? That's kind of sucks, dude. And so his whole thing was, I'm not apologizing for this. Fuck this. Like, this is what it is, not my problem. You know, so the very white, progressive-looking dude who is, like, the CEO or whatever comes out with this really long video saying, oh, you know, my bad. RuPaul always gets other people to apologize for him. I'm starting to notice where, like, it's this, like, you fix this. I'm, like, going to claim cognitive dissonance, not my problem. So I think always the conversation that comes up with free speech is, where is the line? And I think the line is hate. When your speech, whether it's progressive or whatever, incites violence against somebody else, it's not free speech. It's hate speech. And it's nasty and it's dangerous, especially these days. So you can critique people and movements and things, but as soon as you start turning into, this person is an abomination before whatever, I'm going to have to stop you right there. I do not see this as a protected way of speaking about things. You can be like, I don't agree with this. I don't support it for myself or my family. But as soon as you start trying to take away a person's right to exist, this is not fucking free speech. You are overstepping. This turns into something else and something dangerous and nasty and violent. Words can be violent. Violence is not fucking free speech. So there. You agree, Charlie?
Agreed. Ooh. That was well put. Charlie, you agree, right? Yay. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck
okay,
that.
Charlie, yeah. You're fine.
So, you know, I mean, not to get all preachy, but shit, we live in some fucking dark times right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's confusing out there, you know? And, like, knowledge creation, you know, we're being taught to believe everything. The number of people I hear that say, I don't want to hear the word evidence. You don't want to hear the word evidence? So you just want nonsense. Why don't you just go fucking to Disney World and live in It's a Small World fucking ride and stay? Oh, did you hear about that streaker that went into like Disney? So some I think it was like 19, 21 year old or something went into like the Small World ride through Space Mountain or whatever the fuck it is. No, that's a separate ride. And like took off all of his clothes and started streaking through the exhibit. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like,
that's terrible.
They put your clothes. When we were talking about spaces that it's appropriate to be nude.
Yeah, that's.
Now that is your creepy
Jesus
uncle.
Right. Like,
no good. Yeah.
Jesus.
You know.
That's.
I'm just saying, like, if you want to be deluded,
okay,
cool, be deluded and keep your fucking mouth shut about it. Like, go fucking sit in a hole somewhere, but don't start being like, evidence isn't real. Bitch, yes, it is. It's evidence. I don't know what dumbass fucking nonsense you decided to swallow with your fucking morning Adderall, but like, no, not cool, not right. Absolutely not. There is not a... There are some things that are true. I hate to fucking break it to y'all. Some things are fucking true. We do not
some
live in a world
that are
of
real.
Utter relativism, like despite what some people might think. We live in a world where you can document the reality of things. There's lots of ways. And this isn't to get all sciencey on you. It's just data is real. The way people talk about data is the problem, right? So... You know, we have, like, kind of decentivized a world of which we grow people up in our school systems learning about things like logic and, like, you know, being able to disseminate and understand and, like, take apart things to see this doesn't make sense and this possibly can't make sense. Like, these two things can't be true. They're opposites, you know. Like, there are some easy ways to... kind of be able to look at information and make an opinion that you're comfortable with about it. And we don't know how to do that as a society anymore.
What is that called? Like the scientific method or
that's,
something?
That's one of the ways we do it. The scientific method.
You know? What is it like? Hypothesis and testing it and then...
I mean, like, look, the reality is like, you know, people be like, there's all sorts of ways to pick apart information. I agree. Like, you can say, I'm 6'5". Well, why are you 6'5"? Well, somebody created a tool for measurement and put little notches on it. And when I use that tool, it shows 6'5". Am I 6'5 as an identity? No. I'm 6'5 by the rules of measurement that we have implemented to try to understand how big things are. You can pick it apart. We can say 6'5 is 70-30. Like, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it would still be that because we agree that it's that, right? If you measured it and it said 6'5, you can't say, that doesn't say 6'5, right? It says 6'5".
According to philosophy, you probably could, but let's be for real here. Oh, by the way, I measured myself the other day.
Oh, I lost an inch.
Wait,
how does that happen?
Height? Oh, I thought you meant.
That's not.
I thought you meant around.
In okay. height, not in fat. I didn't. I don't know. I haven't remeasured that in a month. So.
That being better, like, than actually, like, weighing yourself. Like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, always take inches, of course. No, I took my height. I was 5'7". I am now 5'6". I do think that my lower back is officially, like, compressing itself. So it's time to go to the chiropractor. Or no. No. I've had a bad lower back forever, I think.
How's your calcium?
I should have fixed it along the way, and I never did.
What's
calcium? Like what? Like milk? I take a multivitamin.
Yeah, I mean, so multivitamins are wonderful, but they tend to be very, very small trace amounts of like a little bit of everything. So like as a woman who is highly more susceptible to things like osteoporosis.
Oh, I thought like that calcium doesn't matter after you're like 18. I thought it was just like if you didn't bulk up on the calcium back then, you fucked.
Like for certain categories of human beings, like, you know, well, I mean.
Like me?
As you know, menstruation and lots of things can deplete a lot of like energies and minerals and whatever.
I love when I talk to you about stuff like this because you're just like a wealth of knowledge and you're like.
I just do this thing, and
then I do it. So you're saying I should be taking a calcium pill?
It would be good, yes.
Because I'm not going to, like, drink milk. I know. And, let's be for real. My calories come from, like,
and you know how I feel about milk. I think milk, junk, after the weaning stage of human life, is mostly a matter of preference and conspiracy by the milk lobby to get you to keep drinking it. So it can be subsidized by the U.S. government.
Yeah, it's weird.
No, you don't have to. Bodies do not handle milk well. Like, I love milk. You've seen me. I will drink a gallon in a day. But my body does not process it well, and we'll leave it right there. But, like, I love it. It doesn't stop me from drinking it. It works as, like, a...
I used to get dehydrated as a kid because I didn't drink water. I only drank milk. So that's why I hate milk now, because it just I consumed too much of it. Once in a blue moon when I have really bad heartburn, I will drink a small cup of like skim milk.
And
it helps the heartburn and it's oddly refreshing. But it's like the only time I want milk is when I have agita. I'm just, I know, I'm my Nana. Like, she ate Tums all day because she had agita. She was allergic to garlic and onions, but refused to take it out of her diet. So she had agita all day long. She had migraines. Yeah. She hated noises. Like, I am my Nana, just 40 years ahead of time.
Oh, that's sweet. I love it. I always wanted to do a podcast with Italian lady.
Yeah.
Like, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, that's me, baby.
And I love garlic, so it works out great. Oh, you can't fucking.
I love it, but I literally cannot have it.
Nana would be rolling over.
I'd die. No, but my Nana couldn't either, but she wouldn't come to terms with it. So instead, she just fucking was in pain all day.
That's how much I love garlic. And like I just said with milk, garlic and milk, not together.
Well, yeah.
Although I used to love milk with pizza, like I used to, it is a kid thing.
Right? Yeah, that's like, a kid thing.
I don't think I would do it now.
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Home Alone.
Really?
Oh, they're eating pizza, and then there's weird. Milk and ew. Yeah, pizza has to go with soda pop.
The soda.
That's a good shit.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, indeed. That's all I got to say about that.
Charlie, do you want to say bye before we log off?
Pimp your social media.
Hello, hi. Okay. My name is Charlie. You can find me on Instagram @PeoplesTramp. and on Twitter, Felicia MF Rose. That.
What is with this new Twitter account?
Oh, I just, all my Twitters are like super flagged and suppressed because of years of saying filthy shit and posting my pussy. So I have like a new, like, safe for work Twitter that, like, hopefully the people that follow me will actually see my posts because I'm not constantly being smushed out of the algorithm. Yeah. Like, I'm still going to keep the other two for now, but I just,
officially bought by the Trump organization and some, like, crazy, like,
I forgot that that was even a thing.
Like, sling your pussy on True Social, though. But maybe they do. Wow, it's so weird because I can see your eyes behind these aviators. Yeah.
Fake glasses. It's
also providing a reflection. How is it doing that? Is it a real reflection?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You see what I'm talking about.
It is.
I mean, it's not a reflection of you.
It is.
Hold on. I don't know what it's a reflection of. There's some weird embedded reflection in your face sunglasses.
It's a car.
It is a
steering wheel.
Oh,
of
that's
a car.
Fucking crazy. That's a whole nother layer to the layer. Oh.
Oh, I'm driving.
Awesome. Oh my gosh.
Wow, this we meant to end the episode, but we got caught up.
Fuck that. This is why you have to listen to this group podcast. You have to. You just have to.
Let's see. I want to see the timestamp of when people drop off this episode.
You know what I love? It's since since we started broadcasting our thing on YouTube. We've got, like, I don't know, like 250 views or something on there, but everybody is listening for approximately like 2.5 minutes. When they realize you're not showing your tits on it, they like log off. People have listened a total of 1.7 hours worth of material in 250 views. So basically, like, people have, I don't know if it's the same person who like just didn't learn their lesson.
It could be just like auto playing too. Oh, you know, YouTube auto plays.
Love it if like you got stuck auto playing our like 130 million episodes all night long, listening to our voices cackle away in the night. Cackle.
Away.
I shouldn't use the word cackle because I feel like it's like disparaging towards women, right? Like that only women are ever described as cacklers. Isn't that true? Hasn't that been an issue? I don't know. You better log us off before I say more stupid
cacklers.
Shit, I swear. Cacklers.
Cacklers. Speaking of cacklers, I'm going to go sell my titties. All right. It was nice chatting, everybody.
You selling your titties later,
Charlie? See y'all later. All right. Yep. Charlie got to sell titties.
Charlie. Maybe we'll... You'll tune in again next time. Maybe,
I love you.
Or some other time.
I might be here next time. I might be out on the farm milking a cow or lifting a hay bale. You never know. These chickens ain't going to coop themselves.
Did you say coop or cook themselves? Coop. Okay.
Coop.
You don't
cook our chickens.
You just.
No. We're vegetarian on our farm. We just eat the eggs they lay.
While eating eggs?
That's vegan.
Oh, yeah, but
we're
a
vegetarian farm.
Fetuses are like okay, like.
No. These are not chickens that were fertilized. These are just their period. You eat their period. You don't eat their baby.
I'm gonna be able to eat another egg again in my life now.
What, you should be able to eat it more now. It's not a dead chicken. It's an unfertilized egg.
In my life. Clearly, I didn't put this weight on eating fucking vegan snacks. Although, anyways. I know.
Vegan snacks are very high in carbohydrates. Yeah, it's all junk. You just gotta eat a little bit of the junk. Bit of
my junk, okay? Thank you for joining the Screw Podcast with your hosts, Felicia Rose and A-Love. Join us next time for some garbage. And don't forget.
And Charlie.
I'm sorry. Crap. Okay.